Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Ha'am Yaakov Shalom Le'ah Basitzchok. We're holding Bobakamo Daf Tzadik Beis. This Daf, there's a lot of memories, a lot of gata to speak about. But I want to focus on one thing, which is a recurring theme throughout the Daf. The Gemara says, Minoa Milso de Amri Hinshi. How do we know? Where is the source? Where do we find the makor for what people are saying? Expression, some kind of a saying that goes on around people, we're trying to find a source for it. Why does the Gemara assume that what people say has a source? Why are we looking for a source in the Torah for a saying, for some kind of an expression that people are saying? So G'day al-Mefarshim tell us a big insight. We'll start with what the Pesach Inayim, the Chido over here says. The Leiko Midi, the L'Rumizi Boreis, is nothing that's not hinted in the Torah. The Torah has, encompasses in it, everything that we have in the world. And very similar is brought down in the Sefer Eini Shmuel, the name of the Korban Aaron. And he adds that when you have a lot of people that are saying the same thing, that means it's emes. If it's one individual, it's not an emes. But if you have many, it's what we call the wisdom of the crowds. The fact that you have so many people saying the same thing, Amri Inch is an expression that people use. So that means it's an emes that comes out of the world. Any emes that comes out of the world needs to be something that's rumors in the Torah. And Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen, in a few places in the Sefarim, one of them is in the Kutim Ma'amarim and Sefer Yeshua, he adds to it that there, everything that human beings are mechadish, whatever comes from Bnei Adam, that is the part of the Torah Shebaal Peh that needs to be revealed in the world. Torah Shebaal Peh is revealed through people. There's Torah Shebaal Peh that's revealed through the Torah people, and there's Torah Shebaal Peh that's revealed through the speech of people. But human beings have to come and megale that Torah that comes out of the world. And he compares what it's brought down, that Adam HaRishon, all people of the world were revealed to him. And to Moshe Rabbeinu was revealed every chiddush that a Talmid Vasek is going to come and be mechadish. And all the chiddushim and all the things that are coming out in the world, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, needs to be Romus in Torah Shebichtav, needs to be Romus in the Torah itself. So whatever comes out in the world, which we include that to be a Torah Shebaal Peh, needs to be hinted in the Torah. And Reuven Margolyers says this is really Sefer Chazal and Sefer Azor and Parshas Pinchos, that says the same way, there's nothing which is missing in the Torah, there's nothing that occurs in the world that is not hinted somewhere in the Torah. And Bira Dvorim, just to add to another aspect, is the idea that Yistakel Bereisu Baralmo, the world, is a reflection of the Torah. Whatever you see coming out in the world needs to have a source of it in the Torah, because the Torah and the world are two sides of the same coin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through the Torah. So whatever you see in the world, whatever is revealed in the world, whatever is bizgal in this world, has to have a source of it in the Torah Shebichtav. So you may have this day sorry of many of the Ma'amorim in this daf. If Amri Inshi, people are saying it, so the Torah says, Minoha Milso, where is our source? It can't just be something which is said in the world, it doesn't have a source in Torah Shebichtav. Because whatever is revealed in the world comes from the Torah Shebichtav, and the source of it is in our Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.